March 9th. A man there was, though some did count him mad. The more he cast away, the more he had. John Bunyan. A widow, small, silver-haired, hands heavy-knuckled from years of hard work, sweet in all ways. There was no condemnation on her tongue. Were someone to murmur, "Mrs. X doesn't keep a very tidy house," she would counter kindly, "But doesn't she sew pretty things for her children?" Were one to comment, "He's a terrible driver," she would praise, "But my, what a fine gardener he is, and so good to share his crop with others." One Sunday, as I sat beside her in church, I noticed that the tips of her fingers showed through the white gloves which she wore winter and summer, and the cuffs of her coat sleeves were threadbare. The minister was making an appeal for the drought-stricken people of Haiti, asking for a show of hands of those who would give $50. My friend's white-gloved hand went up. At the close of the service, I grasped that hand and said, "Bless you. That was a wonderful thing you just did." Smiling, she answered, "What we hang on to, we're responsible for. What we give to God, He's responsible for." Maybe all of us should remember that next Sunday when the collection plate comes round. Dear Lord, thank you for our rich inheritance, our blessings. May we humbly share in your name.